I think they made wrong with a lot of their characters.
So you're saying it's Disney's fault?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yes, I am.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Disney ruined Marvel.
That's it.
Thanks.
But it's getting better.
Yeah, it seems to be good. The first Avengers is fun, and it's the first Avengers book I've ever read. So, or the first Marvel book I've ever read. So we're doing well.
You should read. You should, if you like Avengers, you should check out some of the stuff from the like the early '90s, late '80s. There's some good stories in there.
Hold on, let me find the title of this story, Eric. That's a really good one. I think it's called. Is it? Tell me if I'm wrong, Jason, but it's like called Avengers Forever, and they have to fight Kang.
Yes, Avengers Forever. I think that's the one.
And that's and they pull like all these different. Yeah, this is the one. You should read that title, Eric.
Okay.
And they pull all these different Avengers from different time and multiple universes. It's really good. The fight
is Hercules
King the
in there? I didn't even know.
Marvel I don't character. Think so.
Oh man. Well, that's okay. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Rick. I didn't mean
go ahead.
Be rude. I apologize. Oh, I'm done.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay. I've been recording our entire conversation about the Avengers.
We're in the middle of some exciting Avengers talk.
We were. And I actually just clipped it on in the middle. So this is good. We got a lot of good stuff to get through this week. And not all of it is me asking dumb questions about comic books.
There are no dumb questions.
Just dumb books. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Yes, plenty of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got a lot of good stuff. Maybe Jason, I don't know. I know Rick did. Saw the Infinity Wars, or War, rather.
Yes, Infinity Wars is a comic book event coming up this year.
Ooh.
That's not going on right now?
No.
Oh, I thought it was going on right now.
What's going on right now is Infinity Countdown. But we will get into this in the comic rack. But what's going on right now is Infinity Countdown that leads to Infinity Wars.
Harbinger Wars is also starting up soon. The prelude.
Yes, Harbinger Wars 2.
Yeah, well, right. I almost bought the prelude issue for that, but then I didn't because I realized I'm never going to come back and buy the rest of the Harbinger Wars 2. So... we are good to go. We got lots of news.
Yeah, we do.
It's a big week for news. Last week where we kind of pushed through everything at light speed. Some might say, like, The Flash.
Oh.
I hate myself. I'm sorry. We got some good stuff to get to this week in terms of video game news. We got the game of May. The best game of May. Wait, not May.
June? March?
April?
April? February?
Did you post that? I saw another thing here, and I got confused. So, we're doing well. I'm on a roll.
No, we actually don't have that yet.
Ah.
Yeah, I didn't write it up. So
I know, I saw them.
We have coming up the games of May.
There we go. I'm all messed April. Up.
Not the game of May.
The game.
Not the game of April. The games of May. So we have that.
Oh, yeah. We have that.
So we are. We're doing great. We're off to a great roll here, especially me. Number one, Coffee Crisis. This looks like fun. Mm-hmm. I think Rick might be reviewing it.
No.
Oh.
I'm not.
Well,
wait. Who's reviewing it?
Nobody is.
I would be.
Oh. Right.
I would have volunteered if it were on the Xbox One, but I absolutely despise playing things on my computer, so I cannot review it.
Dude, what? Excellent. You kind of fell off there.
You're a little quiet, bro.
Eric?
So we got Coffee Crisis, and even though we don't have anyone to review it yet, this game looks cool. It looks fun.
I'll probably review it.
Listen, I would love to review it, but I just hate playing things on my PC.
Yeah, you know what? It's coming out on the Xbox One. It's not out yet, but it is out on PC. Should I say it?
Yes. All
right, I'll say it. This should be out on Switch.
Yeah, well, This seems like one of those games that Microsoft is publishing, is it?
I don't think so, because it's out already, technically, for the Sega Genesis.
Huh?
It's out on Sega Genesis cartridge.
What?
If you go to the story on BG, and there's a link right in the story, and you click on that link, you will be taken to Coffee Crisis for the Sega Genesis.
Holy crap.
Yep.
I kind of want to buy that.
There you go.
You guys, you got to check this game out.
This game looks cool. But yeah, no, if this is on the Sega Genesis, which it is.
Oh my God. These guys are an interesting game developers.
Wait, yeah. Are these the guys? Are these the
they
guys
also have
who
a
made
game
that,
called Log Jammers?
Hell yeah. What, Eric?
Is this the dev company that made the President's game? Where you
this
fought?
Is the one. This is the one that Rick just shared. It's Justice Duel.
Yeah.
And it's Joust.
Yeah. We talked about this before.
Yeah,
and
we talked
the
about
NES.
We talked about creepy brawlers because we ran a story on that.
Right.
Also, it's like a fighting game with Punch Out with monsters.
That's right.
Yeah, we did. We did talk about this.
Yep.
Yeah, these guys are cool, and this game does look neat. But
Coffee Crisis.
Coffee Crisis out right now on the Sega Genesis. Come into the Xbox One.
Yeah. I also would like to point out that you can. Well, you could. It's actually sold out, believe it or not. But there was a limited edition that came with an acrylic display stand for your Coffee Crisis cartridge. So.
I thought you were going to say for your coffee, so that you could.
No, your coffee. That would have been a great idea.
Yeah, they should have made a mug or something.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
That would have been more useful.
You should totally do marketing.
So
I should, right? Jason,
yeah.
Someone who loves coffee, me. Should I get this game?
You totally should, because it's all about coffee.
I'm sold.
Just review it.
Yeah, on your PC.
Yeah, why do you need to buy it?
I'm looking at it, and it looks like my PC could probably handle it.
I think you'd be safe. Eric, I think you'd be safe.
Okay, buddy.
unless you're rocking a Dell from like 1997, I think you're all right.
All right. Well, maybe we'll talk about this after the show.
All right.
I might take it.
Okay.
Hilarious.
So, glad we figured that out. We got some good stuff. Evil Dead virtual reality game.
Yes.
Coming to mobile.
Oh, Eric fell asleep right in the middle of that one. So.
Concept is so good. Evil Dead game. Perfect. Virtual reality. Oh. On mobile platform.
On mobile platform. Is there a video for this?
No.
Did you guys ever play the that PlayStation 2 Evil Dead game?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. That's a good one.
There were a couple of decent Evil Dead games.
Yeah. I was too young to play them at the time. I was not allowed to play M-rated games.
Well, that is understandable.
My parents were strict. I remember the first rated M game I ever played, though.
What was it?
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, God. I remember the first M-rated game I played. It was Mortal Kombat.
I was going to say, was it like Doom?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
I think mine was Mortal Kombat as well.
What did you know the
blood code to this day.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Abacabba.
Oh, my God.
That is one of the games I was definitely not allowed to play as a child.
Yeah.
Even though
I think it worked me. Your parents were wise.
Likewise.
My grandfather had all these games, and he's like, Eric, do you want to kill zombies in Resident Evil? My mom's like, nah, he's not doing that.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't want to.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Little Eric.
when you're like 4 years old and you see your grandfather playing Resident Evil and that first scene of the zombie turning around on you.
Yeah.
That's scary when you're like 4 years old.
Well, so. I gotta tell you something, Eric. I would still rank that scene as one of the scariest ever in a video game.
Yeah, no, me too. Especially if you don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think the dog part's pretty scary.
Yeah, the dog part is scary.
You know what part?
First time it pops up.
You know what part I think is the scariest in Resident Evil, though?
What?
That FMV scene in the beginning.
It's scary for different reasons.
So, oh my gosh. So, yeah. What is this? This Evil Dead monstrosity?
Okay, so this game comes from Boom Dash, which I have not heard of, but it's a developer / publisher, I guess. And this is called Virtual Nightmare. It follows up on another game called Endless Nightmare, which was an Evil Dead game for mobile. I am not sure what that is, though, because I never actually heard of it. But Virtual Nightmare plunks you back into the cabin, which is a way overused, to use a word that I don't like to say, trope of Evil Dead. And you can explore the cabin in virtual reality, and you can go out into the haunted woods around the cabin, which, spoiler alert, you don't really want to do.
Are there any promiscuous trees out there?
Yeah, that is why you don't want to do it. I'm not sure if there are or not, but it's better not to explore that area. So there's apparently deadites roaming around, and you can fight them. I don't think you're Ash, though, so I'm going to say you don't have the chainsaw in hand and stuff like that. Maybe you have a chainsaw. So anyway, that's it. It seems like more of a toy than a game. I have no idea. It's Evil Dead, so I wanted to post something about it because I like to support Army of Darkness and Evil Dead. If there's stuff that comes out, I like to talk about it and stuff like that. And the show is ending, so I figured, you know, if people want to extend the life of that, there's this.
Ripperino. I'll be very sad when Bruce Campbell dies.
Well, in effect, Ash is dead because Bruce has said he's done with the role. So.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, and that's sad. But, like, Bruce Campbell is such a cool guy.
He is.
Very upset when he dies.
Yep.
Even though.
Do you think he'll kill his character?
No, it's over already. And I understand it. Sure. Spoiler alert, fast forward 10 seconds. He didn't die.
Wow.
So.
Gotcha.
That's good. That's great, actually, because I love that guy. And now they can bring him back.
No.
Resurrect the show.
No. You will never see him again.
On Netflix.
No.
Huh.
They're not doing that.
What if they use a hologram? What if they CG him in?
I guess they could do that. I would do an animated series of movies, personally. I think that would be cool.
That would be funny.
Make him like
a comedy.
Yes, and set it in the 90s.
Does the show end on like any kind of closure?
Or yes. Is it like...
Oh, okay. So they knew it was like the series finale. They knew it was ending.
I'll tell you what. I'll spoil it here. So if people want to fast forward like 5 minutes, go right ahead. So basically, what happens is, and I did not see this, so I still have to watch this. But I read what happened. He's fighting this. Ash is fighting this deadite that's basically like a kaiju. It's like hundreds of feet tall, and it's like rampaging across the countryside. And okay. I mean, honestly, it's not very Evil Dead or Army of Darkness ish. That's really weird. So he's fighting this thing that came out of this rift to hell. I guess like a giant demon. And the military is there, so I guess the deadites aren't a secret anymore. And there's like fighter jets like shooting missiles at it, and their tanks and all kinds of stuff. It's like really insane.
Oh my god. Okay.
So Ash takes over a tank. He commandeers a tank, and something that I'm not really clear on happens. And I think what happens is he's thought to be killed, But then, and I'm not sure if this is an after credit scene or if this is just straight through, but then he wakes up and he's in the post-apocalyptic future that was the alternate ending to Army of Darkness, the one they didn't use. So he's in this alternate future and he's like outfitted with like Road Warrior style gear. And the Oldsmobile is there, and he's got the crazy. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Interesting.
And that's how it ends. And Bruce has said that he is done with the role of Ash. He is retiring from that role. So I think that's it for that. So that's why I say if they want to continue Army of Darkness or Evil Dead at all, which I don't think is a bad idea, I think a series of animated movies like DC does is probably a good idea, and you could just get somebody who could do a really cool Ash voice.
And you know what else? You can get like really over the top, like kooky violence in cartoons.
Oh, totally.
And it's just a lot easier to pull off than it is if practical effects.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine you wouldn't have to have half the budget or something like that.
Right. Woo. Okay. Moving on. Rip Ash. Rip the Dream. Games of May 2018. We got some stuff coming out. Some things already have. It's a good month. If you like bad games.
No, what's the matter with you? Come on.
And just playing. So, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze came out on the 4th. I forget what day that was of the week.
Friday.
Perfect. On 5/8. Which is Tuesday. Yeah. Conan Exiles and Shantae, the half-genie hero, come out on Switch. Well, Conan Exiles doesn't come out on the Switch.
No. Definitely not.
On May 15th, we have Hitman, the Definitive Edition on PS4 and Xbox One, Dragon's Crown Pro on the PS4, Battle Chasers, which has been out for a while on other stuff. It's finally coming out on the Switch.
I might pick that up.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
About it. I was going to do Donkey Kong Country, even though I wasn't going to originally, but I hear it looks really good, so I might, I was thinking about going for that, but I don't know, maybe I get Battle Chasers instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting Donkey Kong yet, but I'm planning on it eventually. On May 18th, we have State of Decay 2 on the Xbox One, which if you have Games Pass, it's included. And we have Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition, which is a port of the original game and all the DLC and stuff.
Boo!
Yeah, I agree. 5/22, we have Space Hulk Deathwing Enhanced on PS4 and PC. And the Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2 are coming to the Switch, finally. May 25th, we have Dark Souls Remastered for the Xbox One and the PS4. And we also have Detroit Become Human on the PS4. And on the 29th, we have the Sega Genesis Classics on the Xbox and PS4, Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection on Xbox, PS4, and Switch, Agony, which is that game about hell, Xbox One, PS4, PC, Harvest Moon, Light of Hope, which I didn't know existed, coming out on the PS4 and the Switch, RBI Baseball 18 coming out on the Switch, and Owl Boy is coming to the PS4 and the Switch. So, good month.
Yeah. You guys picking up any of these?
Yeah. Maybe Mega Man. Okay. Maybe.
I'm getting the Capcoms.
Yeah. What are you picking up Street Fighter on?
Switch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have to get that too.
I can't pass that up. It's been so long since I played the Alpha games. I want to play them.
Yeah.
And then we could fight. It'd be great.
Yeah, totally. And it's three different eras that you can go online with, so it's pretty cool.
Right. It's like the definitive game from each era has online play, right?
Right.
Cool. So, yeah. Rick, what are you going to pick up? Don't you dare say nothing.
Probably Street Fighter.
Not Dark Souls Remastered?
No, I don't like that game.
Rick, are you all right?
I actually forgot to... Yeah. Add in PS4 for Dark Souls Remastered. I just noticed that it's Xbox One and PS4.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Thank you.
Rick, you sound down. Are you upset about the lack of quality games coming out in May?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm just sleepy from over-partying yesterday.
I understand. I'm running on fumes, and probably as soon as this ends, I'm going to pass out, so.
I'm good.
Sunday nap.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the best times of the week when you put a baseball game on and you take a nap and you wake up and nothing changed in the game.
Great. Yep.
So, the Nintendo download is getting funky this week, guys.
Is this?
Actually, kind of a strong week for this, too. We got Donkey Kong Country, Tropical Freeze, which will be available, which is already available. You know, if you're a fan of Donkey Kong Country games, I've heard this is a really good entry. I didn't play this one, but I played Donkey Kong Country Returns. They're both made by the same studio. So, this is on my list to pick up.
Not I can tell you, it is a good game, by the way.
It is a game.
It's a good game. I played it. I played it on the 3DS. So it was really good.
Tropical Freeze?
Yeah.
On the 3DS? Are you sure?
Yeah, didn't that go, or was it, what am I thinking, the original?
I think you're thinking of the original one.
Oh, maybe Donkey I am.
Because I would have known if Tropical Freeze released on the 3DS.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah, fine. Hey, it's okay. We got Nahe Lumbra.
What?
The game. Nahe Lumbra. Nahe Lumbra. Nahe Lumbra. I don't know. It's out this week on the Switch. So get that one.
What?
And the Shantae the Half Genie Hero Ultimate Edition is coming out on the Switch. It's going to be out May 8th. So these games are supposed to be pretty fun. They're platformers, from what I understand. And not too much else that I'm looking for this week on the Switch. The Naruto Storm games are here. The trilogy. A good one that I was looking at is, where was it? Professional Construction, the simulation.
That, no.
So, if you ever want to, what do you mean? You don't want to be, simulate construction work in a video game?
No.
Well.
That sounds fun.
Were you excited about last week's firefighting simulation game?
Also, no.
Oh. How about the airport one they had?
Stop. They should have baggage worker, construction worker.
That's different.
And then you get to throw people's bags in the airplane.
Yeah, you can use the Joy-Cons motion sensors. Throw. Break people's bags and stuff, like break the stuff they have, lose the airport. That'd be great. Yeah.
I like it.
Nintendo has some E3 plans. Which I don't think anybody was surprised by this. What they announced. So if anybody's unaware, they announced that they're having what was that, Rick?
What are they doing, Eric?
Ah, I can tell you that. They're doing a digital news presentation like they do every, like it's like a direct, but for E3.
Yeah.
And they're also going to have Smash Brothers for the Switch. They're going to have that a tournament. And they're also going to have a Splatoon 2 tournament. So, yeah. Smash is going to be playable at E3. So,
now, do you think it's going to be the same game, just a little bit different?
Yes, you know? I do. Look at Mario Kart 8.
Yep.
I
don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. I think it'll be fun.
I think you're right.
Regardless. But I don't think anything.
Hear me out, though. I don't think it will be. Because if it was just a port like that, we would have had it earlier in the system's life cycle. They would have been, they would have wanted Smash on the console before it was, you know, like 2.5 years old or a year and a half old or whatever it is.
Maybe you're right.
I don't know.
Like, I think they would have had it out in the first year of the console's life cycle if it was a port. I really think. And I think they would have just announced it as a port. I think they would have been like, oh, and the Super Smash Brothers you love from the Wii U is coming to the Switch. Yeah, but the way they announced it was just kind of so over the top with a new character trailer. Mm. So, I don't know.
Do we have any info on this?
The Inklings are going to be in it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's really exciting.
It's going to be a first-person 3D game now.
Ooh.
Now, you know, if you guys
like Overwatch, with Smash Brothers,
that's kind of cool, actually. If you guys want a Super Smash Brothers like experience, there's this game, and it's out on all of the major consoles. I think it's called Brawlout, and it's very similar to Smash, except it has a couple indie characters in it. Like I think Shovel Knight might be in it, and I think the guy from Guacamelee is in it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And it looks cool. Just like Smash. It's pretty funny. Huh. I actually saw, if you're on Facebook and you see, you know, PlayStation, you'll know that they post ads about the games that they have on sale, like, constantly. So they post an ad about this game one time, and there were lots of very angry commenters asking why they weren't just releasing a second PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale instead of this. It's like, well, this isn't a Sony game, so... Get it. It's okay.
Yeah, PlayStation All-Stars with Big Daddy from Bioshock. That's a PlayStation exclusive character.
Ooh.
He really liked playing as the Big Daddy, though. That was fun. All right. We're moving on. The new Atari system can be pre-ordered, but I don't know why
you
don't know anything about it. There's nothing about it.
Don't pre-order yet.
You can. You shouldn't.
Well, you can't, because I don't think the thing kicked off yet. The campaign.
Oh, well.
It's an Indiegogo.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Kicks off on May 30th. And it will cost you $200, which is...
Shut up. Serious?
It depends. You know, it depends if what they're saying, you know, is accurate in that it will have tons of retro games and play new games,
yeah, then that's
not terrible. But
yeah, I guess that's true.
But I don't know if I really believe.
Oh my god, $200?
Yeah.
You can buy an Xbox One for that much.
Can you?
Yeah, you can get an S for $200, or maybe not new. Yeah, I think you used to be able to. I think they're $250 now.
Oh, okay. Because if you could, then that's a way better deal.
Right.
It's like a much better deal.
What would make you guys trigger on this? You know, what would it
nothing? Give me money.
Oh boy.
Because I have an interesting answer for this, and it's something that's almost certainly not going to happen.
Okay.
So it needs to be able to stream all classic Atari games. Number one, right off the bat, stream them.
Okay.
Or you can download them and play them, like, on the go.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, it needs to play old-school PC games, because I don't like sitting on my PC, but I want to play Fallout. So, do that, and we'll play it.
And then you would do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
So, basically, all we know about this is that it will have 100 games built in. And this is like the same kind of stuff that you can get via one of those, you know, Atari throwback consoles that you can pick up. The games they cite are Asteroids, Centipede, Breakout, Missile Command, Gravatar, and Yar's Revenge, which is admittedly a fun game. But one thing they're really harping on is you're going to be able to download a bunch of stuff. So you're going to be able to download classic games. You're going to be able to download new games. The problem is we don't know what the definition of any of this is. What do they mean by classic games, and what do they mean by new games? Are we talking indie games? We don't even know what the guts are on this thing yet. So, I mean, it's such a mystery right now.
I just want to be able to play, like, Fallout and, some old-school PC games on my TV.
Right. Like, if this had compatibility with, like, say, GOG.com.
I was going to say, like, a like a partnership with them would be right. Perfect.
Yeah, that really would. That would be cool stuff. You're totally right on that. So we'll see. The 30th of this month is when the campaign kicks off. They absolutely have to include a ton of details in that campaign. No details right now. So I would, I guess, watch for that if you have a passing interest in it.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens when it comes closer.
Yeah. One cool thing is, aside from the basically Xbox controller that they include, there's also an original style Atari joystick, which is pretty. I like the aesthetics.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, that makes me think you're going to be able to play old school Atari games.
Well, you definitely can, because they're going to have those 100 games built in.
Oh, I missed that. Well, that's cool.
Yep.
There you go.
But we don't know what else. So
right.
You know.
We'll see.
Do you think
all
it is. He's going to be on there.
Who?
E.T. Do you think that game will be on there?
I would say no. Gonna guess.
Well then, I'm definitely not buying it.
I think Atari might want to forget about E.T.
Oh man.
Hey Jason.
Yeah.
What is this next thing? This Everspace.
Okay, Everspace is a game we actually previewed a couple of years ago when it was in early access on the PC. So. It's a big, excuse me, it's a big, expansive space sim slash shooter. And very pretty. If you check it out, the story, the graphics are great. It's finally coming to the PS4 and just went into pre-order for it. So, there you go. It's on May the 22nd.
Yeah, it's
really
cool
looking.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty.
Yeah, it's like a good-looking game.
Yep, I played it on the PC. It is good, and it's randomized every time you play. So,
oh, that's kind of cool.
What do you mean by that?
It's a little roguelike-y.
Okay.
So it's procedurally.
So it's not like a giant universe thing, and you like travel to places.
Well, I guess technically it is, because but it procedurally generates as you play. So, If you don't get killed, I guess it is. But if you get killed and you restart, then it's going to be different.
Interesting.
So you don't share
the universe?
No, I don't think so. Okay. And as far as I can remember, it's been a while since I played this, but as far as I can remember, it's a single player.
Okay, gotcha.
But it is really cool looking. It plays well from what I remember. It's a neat game. And it's $30. If you're a PS Plus member, you get a 20% discount at launch if you pre-order. And there's a huge expansion pack called Encounters, which adds 10 hours of gameplay, and that's going to be $10.
That's pretty good.
Dollar an hour?
That's right.
Dang.
Can't beat that.
That's pretty good value. That's the value I try to get out of my games.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always happen.
It's good. It's fun. It's coming. Yes.
Cool. Coolio. I don't know who this character is.
Oh, come on.
I'm actually not being facetious. I don't know who this is.
You don't know who Taki is?
I never really played Soul Calibur too much.
You should play Soul Calibur right now.
I don't. I know. I should.
It's actually a pretty good game.
It is.
I know. I'm aware.
Taki's the bomb.
Well, are you guys excited about this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
If pairing this,
I would like to see some new characters.
Yeah.
Haven't they only released characters we've already seen before, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Watcher. We have Gerald the Watcher. He's new.
Stop it.
Gerald.
Yeah. I said it one time. Sorry. Oh Gerald the Witcher.
Gerald.
Watcher. Gerald Watcher.
Eric is a living autocorrect.
I know.
That's really okay. That's funny.
They should make The Witcher 4 about Geralt.
They totally should.
And how is Geralt? He just follows him and watches.
Yeah. He's a horrible Witcher.
He's just the worst.
No, he's a watcher.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's cool.
Yeah.
But
I'm actually excited about this game. I haven't played a Soul Calibur in a while.
Neither have I. I really liked the one, I think it was two. The one with Link was the special character on the GameCube, and
yeah.
I forget who the PlayStation one was, but they all had special characters and stuff.
Spawn.
Darth Vader. It was Spawn?
On the Xbox was Spawn.
Who was the PlayStation special character?
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking of, I think, Soul Calibur 3 or 4, Rick.
Yeah,
I think it was 4. And Yoda was on the Xbox. And
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was on the PlayStation.
Who was? Did that come out for a Nintendo console?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Because it was like when the Wii was happening.
Oh, right.
So they wouldn't have.
The Nintendo gimmick.
Yeah. So here's. I think we probably talked about this before, but the whole thing about Soul Calibur is like using different weapons with different characters. So. What did Darth Vader and Yoda just use, like, spears and stuff, or do they just always have their lightsabers?
I didn't play it, but I think it was always the lightsaber.
Yeah, I think it was always just the lightsaber.
That makes sense thematically, and I guess that means Geralt won't be able to switch from his silver and steel swords. So,
yeah, he will.
I don't know, man. His signature weapon.
He'll have his crossbow. He'll win all his matches with the crossbow.
So I'm actually excited for this Soul Calibur game.
Me too.
It was like my first real, well, not my first fighting game I ever played, but the first one I played myself and I liked a lot. So it was the first
release date
I've ever played.
No release date yet for this, by the way.
Well, that's a shame.
What?
It's just 2018. So
we got.
Maybe it's coming out tomorrow.
It could.
Oh. Surprise! It's out. Dark Souls is having a test for the remastered boy, and I don't care.
Nobody does.
You guys don't like this game?
I don't.
I thought you did, Eric.
Here's the thing. I like the idea of it, but I didn't like the execution when I played Dark Souls the first time. I like Bloodborne a lot more. Because I like the cosmic horror theme a lot more than just the this world's like scary and brutal. Good luck. Like I like the idea that there are things that are so horrifying, like a horror game more than just a hard game. I don't know.
You don't like just like a dour, depressing adventure where you constantly lose.
I mean, that's fine. I like the theme of Bloodborne better.
Yeah.
So
gotcha.
Yeah. So there it is. We don't care. Well, some of us might care a little bit.
I don't care.
The next thing is something that kind of blew me away, but then at the same time, I don't know anybody who would actually do this to buy this. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it.
I know someone who will.
You know Jason. Someone who would, but I'm probably not going to.
Yeah. You say that now.
I'm a sucker for these things, but. I don't know. I can't get excited about this for some reason. I was for like 5 minutes, and now I'm like, eh. But there's some limited edition Mega Man cartridges coming out this year, limited to 8,500 copies for the NES and the SNES, and they're in two flavors, translucent. I'm sorry, three: opaque light blue, translucent, or glow in the dark blue. For Mega Man 2, for some reason, and not the original Mega Man. And opaque white, translucent, or glow-in-the-dark blue, or Mega Man X. These are to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Mega Man, so I can't really figure out why it's Mega Man 2 and not Mega Man. But there we go. And these are coming out, let's see, when are these coming out? These are coming out, it's this
tomorrow?
Year. No.
That'll...
September. Okay. Now, they come with some cool stuff. They have retro-looking boxes. The SNES game comes with a Super Nintendo-themed box, and the NES game comes with a NES-themed box, obviously, patterned after the original releases. They come with some pack-in goodies and some little extras. And here comes the bad part. They're $100 a piece.
Oh, my
it's Lord. Not that bad.
Oh, come on.
Me?
Yeah, for Mega Man 2, let's go run out there and get that.
We're not buying this to ever play the cartridge. If you want to play Mega Man 2, you got a million other options. You're buying this because you love Mega Man 2 and you want a cool limited edition new cartridge from it.
Yes.
I don't think.
But what are you going to do with it then? You're just like,
put it on a shelf. Mom,
look at this game I bought for $100.
You put it on a shelf.
Yeah,
you look at it. Yeah.
I mean, these are.
He's buying like a real high end, not even like a high end, but like a statue. It's like, well, yeah. What do you do with it? Put it on the shelf and admire it.
Yeah, but a statue looks badass sitting there. This is just a box.
Yeah, but okay, I'm not gonna sway you.
No, but I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. And I think the translucent cartridges, the glow-in-the-dark cartridges, are really freaking cool. But you cannot assure yourself one. They are randomly packed.
Ooh.
Which is funny, because if I got the Mega Man X, I would much rather the white one.
Oh, there you go.
Super nice.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you do get it, they are you have a way better chance of getting that than anything else, because 7,500 of the 8,500 units be the white.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Dang. I think it's nice because of his armor. It, like, pops with his armor. It's neat.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I see now, I read that wrong. It's translucent glow-in-the-dark blue. So there are two versions.
Okay.
It's kind of neat.
And I know this won't console you, Jason, and it doesn't console me either, but I think it's Mega Man 2 because so many more people like Mega Man 2.
I know. But it's Mega Man. It's the 30th anniversary of Mega Man, not the 30th anniversary of Mega Man 2.
No, hey, I agree with you.
For that matter, it's not the 30th anniversary of Mega Man X. So
serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Don't age me that fast, Capcom.
Hey, the Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2 for the Switch, do we not have a price point on those?
Oh, boy, I want to say 39, but I'm not sure.
Sounds right. Yeah, okay. I was curious.
Yeah.
All right, there was a new trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I know he wasn't in Infinity War, so, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's
he was hiding. Yeah. He turned into an ant hid. He's a coward.
Went into the microverse, I mean the quantum realm.
Oh, yeah, see, I've never seen Ant-Man. I don't know much about that boy, so. Yeah.
I think this takes place before Infinity War.
That makes sense. Ah, yes, the timelines are all jumbled. Perfect.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this takes place before Infinity War.
I think it takes place in the Soul Stone.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are going to take place in the Soul Stone. finality.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
I think I know what happens to an extent in Infinity War.
Yeah, you do.
But, like, how is there a sequel then? Because,
you don't. You don't, actually, then.
What?
They're just going to change all the characters.
Ah, perfect.
The next Spider-Man movie is going to be Miles Morales.
Perfect.
Don't listen to him.
I'm serious.
No.
You guys, I'm serious.
The next, if you can't count the animated movie.
No, I'm serious. They're just starting over. They're retconning everything.
No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, Rick, you're terrible.
All right, we got Ant-Man.
Don't do that to Eric.
All right, yeah. So are you guys excited to watch an Ant-Man adventure?
No.
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
I didn't watch the first one.
It's pretty good.
I've heard.
You should check it out.
What is... Okay, so what's his thing? He can get small. Okay.
Yeah.
And he can get big.
Does he have proportional strength like Spider-Man does?
Yeah.
Like, so he can... So if he's big, he can lift 100 times or, you know, whatever the proportion is. His big self?
Yes, sir.
Did you watch the trailer? Because the trailer is really cool.
No.
Yeah.
He's using a truck like a skateboard, basically.
That's so cool.
It should be a good movie.
Or like a scooter. I mean, it is so neat. It is so neat.
I want to see the first one before I watch this one, though.
And there's a scene where he comes up out of the water, and he's, like, incredibly massive.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Isn't he in Civil War?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did that release before Ant-Man or after Ant-Man?
After.
Okay. So I should watch Ant-Man and then Civil War. And then...
If you want to.
Yeah. You don't have to.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe is convoluted.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And then...
That's Thor on Netflix. 3. That's easy. You know, Guardians is on Netflix. Civil War is on Netflix.
Have you seen Guardians?
I've seen the first Guardians.
Okay, the second one is really good.
The second one? Yeah, it's really good, dude.
I'll watch it.
It's I love it.
As much.
You'll get a little teary-eyed at the end of that one, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Team.
No, but Eric, I hate the Guardians of the Galaxy in the comics. I don't like them at all. And I love the movie.
Mm. All right. Rocket Raccoon gets under my skin sometimes. I don't like how he stole that man's leg in the first movie. I'm kind of kidding. I mean, Rocket Raccoon's kind of funny. I think Groot gets a little overplayed.
I am aggravated by Groot. So.
I am aggravated.
You guys don't like the Groot?
No. Really.
He's. I'm trying to think of an analogy for him.
He's Ewokish to me. It's like, you know, he's forced on you and they think he's great. You know, a lot of people think he's great. But it's like there's so much of him forced on you and it's just like, it's not that
great.
I mean,
I am in total agreement with you there, except I actually like Ewoks, but I understand your point.
Wow.
But hey, yeah, you know what? No, I'm standing by my Ewok love. Speaking of Ewok love, Rick, would you want to play
Ben? No! My God!
Yep.
Cool. All right. Sonic Adventure, or I think Sonic Mania Adventures, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
As a cartoon on the YouTube.
Whatever.
So that's cool.
They're actually neat little cartoons.
Yeah. I like the old Sonic cartoons. They're fun.
Yeah. These are, believe it or not... I
like
that
he liked to eat chili cheese dogs all the time.
Exactly. I saw a Sonic action figure at my comic store that I went to, and he comes with a chili cheese dog.
Really?
Yep. So this is kind of weird and notable about these cartoons, is that they are supposed to fill in the story between what happens in Sonic Mania and Sonic Forces and the next Sonic game.
Wait.
That was good, because I was really worried about that.
I know. It's like really weird.
I'm mad. Why? Now. Are you telling me that Sonic Mania and Sonic Forces take place in the same universe?
Yes.
That's so stupid. Why? It's like, yeah, of course they take place, you know, in an abstract kind of fun way in the same universe, but they literally take place in the same, like, the events of Mania impact front.
Yes.
Okay.
This series of 5 animated shorts from Sega fills in the story of Sonic's return to Angel Island after the events of Sonic Mania and Forces.
I've never wanted to, like, throw my laptop more than I want to throw it right now.
Don't do it.
I'm actually going to. Hold on, I know. But, like, this is so stupid.
Yep. I don't see why Sega is all of a sudden interested in a Sonic timeline. It's just weird.
Speaking of Sonic Mania, real quick, Jason, how much of that have you played?
Pretty much all of it.
With which characters, though, I guess is the question.
Oh, just Sonic and Tails.
Okay. So the other night, I finished my Sonic and Tails playthrough. It turns out I was on the last level.
Oh.
And then I started playing as Knuckles for fun. And okay. Knuckles doesn't work as well.
Oh.
Knuckles is the gliding mechanic feels clunky. It's kind of crappy.
Oh.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Maybe I just need to get used to it. But yeah. It's not as fluid as like running through levels of Sonic.
I never really played as Knuckles. Even Sonic and Knuckles, I basically just played as Sonic.
It was really fun playing as Knuckles in like Sonic Adventure. Those were cool.
You guys hate foxes? Is that the problem here?
No.
No, I love foxes.
Yeah, okay. Foxes. Especially the cool foxes with two tails. And not the derivative.
Three tails.
What?
My God.
I thought Knuckles... Oh, wait, you're talking about... I was talking about tails.
So was I.
I can't think straight.
You were talking about Knuckles.
Yeah, no, sorry.
No, that's fine.
What is Knuckles?
Like, a kid.
He's an echidna.
That's right.
Which I didn't know was a real animal until I played Sonic when I was a child.
Which you didn't know was a real animal until yesterday.
He looks just like a red hedgehog. He looks just like Sonic.
He does. He could be Sonic's red brother.
Yeah. These designs aren't really accurate.
What are you talking about? Hedgehogs look just like Sonic.
All right. I'll give you that.
Okay. All right. There's a last bit of news that we have before we get down to the review and comic rack stuff. And I'm excited about some of this comic rack stuff. So,
yeah.
Because I'm excited to talk about it. But I'm excited for Jason to tell us about it, rather. Is Darth Vader has a thing in the Black Series of action figures from the Disney stuff.
Yes.
Right? On the right path. I didn't actually look at the story.
No, that's it.
Cool.
Hot damn. You got it right.
You know what they say.
I'm going to buy this.
Are you getting this?
You know, yes. Jason, was it like this week we were talking about how you were unable to find... What figure was it? You're talking about one of the black figures from Star Wars. Able to find it. Whichever one it was, I was in Target like the next day and I found it.
So,
yeah, I almost took a picture of it and sent it to you, but
there's a like
I mean I want to get this helmet thing.
Yeah.
But I think my head's too big.
Really?
Yeah, I have a pretty big head.
I don't know. You can always turn it.
Is this for children?
No.
I don't know. No.
No, it's not for kids. The Black Series helmets are
that's more right.
for
adults.
I don't have any of them, but I do have the Black, well, not the Black Series, but the Marvel complement to the Black Series, because Hasbro also makes a bunch of Marvel, you know, life-size helmets and weapons and stuff like that. A friend of mine has the Captain America shield. He said it's awesome. And I have the Infinity Gauntlet.
That's kind of cool.
Really cool. And it is definitely sized for adults. A child cannot use it. So
I was going to say, maybe these are used for children.
No. The Infinity Gauntlet, a child couldn't even hope to use it.
It's too much power.
Yeah. No, no child should have that much of power. If people don't know, it's like Thanos sized, so the gauntlet is like enormous, but inside there's like a handle, and then there are five, like, I'll call them pulleys that you slip each finger into so that you can actually use the fingers on the gauntlet. And
that's hilarious.
It is hilarious, and it is awesome when you look at it and you see it move. It's really cool, but a child's fingers cannot reach those things. So this is not for children.
I want this now.
And the gauntlet is friggin' awesome. And it makes noises and it lights up.
What?
The gems all light up, and it makes noises when it powers up, and it makes noises when you move the fingers.
So,
yep.
How much is it?
I think it's like around the same price as the Darth Vader helmet, like around.
Oh man,
around $100.
Oh my gosh.
The Vader helmet has sounds too, which I actually think is really. I don't buy this kind of stuff for Star Wars, but it's really cool. It's got a ceiling. That's okay. When you put the helmet on, well, it comes in three pieces first. So I think it's got like the neck piece that you attach, and then it's got the face mask and the helmet. And when you put the helmet on, it has like a ceiling effect. So it's like when you put it on, and then when you take it off, it goes like, and then it's got it's got the breathing effects and the whole thing. I mean, it's really cool.
It should have came with a cape. That would have been like to top it off.
Yes. Yeah. Cause you really need the helmet is also magnetically attached. So like when I was a kid, I had a Darth Vader helmet that I wore for Halloween one year that had like a Velcro strip on the top that held the helmet on. But this is actually magnetic. So like it's really cool.
That's weird.
It
Eric, you should get this.
Yes, and you should wear it everywhere.
You know, yeah. I was gonna say it has great voice lines like, ah, my legs. And
what? That's
really wrong movie.
No, but it's still.
What are you talking about?
Vader loses his legs. It gets cut off.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that.
He says, ah, my legs.
I mean, actually, that's probably about, that was about as good as acting is. Yeah,
yes. So
that's
pretty accurate.
No, he doesn't literally say it.
My legs.
When he gets his legs cut off, he says, ah, my legs. Kenobi, man. You bastard.
I can't believe you have done this.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Please kill me.
And then he just walks away. At least kill me. No.
I know. Kenobi's the real jerk. He's the evil one.
Anyway, this thing comes out this month. So, and it's pre-orderable right now. Our buddies over at Entertainment Earth have it, and I'm sure like every outlet has it. So if you're interested, you can get one.
There we go. Very cool.
One place it won't be, though, just to point out, is Toys R Us.
Oh,
too soon.
It's over, Johnny.
So, do you guys want to talk about a game that came out recently?
Sure.
It's got a pretty good title. It's called Rick.
What?
It's called Dad of Boy.
Called Dad of Boy?
Yes.
Great.
So,
did you guys watch that Conan clip I sent you about this the other day?
I forgot about it.
Actually, you know what I did too. Sorry.
It's okay. It's hilarious. You should watch it, though.
I will watch it.
But.
Yeah. All right.
Eric, how was this game?
This game, let me just read like my like final thoughts here for you, and then we'll get into it. God of War is a masterpiece. The game perfectly melds heartwarming and wrenching scenarios to make a touching journey between father and son feel real. The narrative and gameplay elements are balanced so well that I cannot come up with a single criticism. You must play this game.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So
and then you gave it an 8.
I gave it a 96%.
What?
72.
Why? But you just said it was a masterpiece and there's nothing wrong with it. So why are you missing 4% of it?
I actually, there are some things wrong with it.
Oh.
I said it's a masterpiece, and in terms of narrative melding with gameplay, there's nothing bad.
Gotcha.
But there is one enemy type that gave me so much frustration.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I know. I'm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's an enemy in this game called the Revenant, and it's basically a witch. It shoots poison at you and stuff. And if you try to hit it with your axe, it just teleports out of the shot. So the way you're supposed to do this is have Atreus shoot him with arrows to stun it so you can hit him. But like half the time it just teleports out of Atreus' shots, nothing lands. It's a real pain in the ass. So
gotcha.
Sounds like so much fun.
So that's the only thing wrong with this game. The combat is so brutal and satisfying. The world is beautiful and well imagined, fully realized. You know, the moments between Kratos and Atreus are just so heartwarming and touching. You know, I mentioned this specifically in the story in the review, but when you're on the boat, Kratos and Atreus will tell tales to each other. Well, Kratos will tell stories to Atreus, and Kratos has this thing where if you're walking, you need to be focused, you know, looking for threats or whatever. So whenever you get out of the boat, Kratos just stops and he's like, "No, we have to focus now." But when you get back in the boat, they pick up without missing a beat where they left off. I don't know how they do that. It's really cool though.
That is neat.
And later on in the game, you get a third voice joins you permanently, we'll say.
Stop.
And it just doesn't miss any beats in terms of presentation. The voice acting is incredible. Mm. The scenario, for what it is, feels great. It's great. I really am having a tough time coming up with something bad to say about this game, except for that damn one enemy type.
But, Eric, I had heard that the trolls were a real pain too.
The trolls were a pain. So one issue people have with the trolls, and I don't disagree, but I don't think it's as big a deal as a lot of people say, is that the trolls, for the most part, have similar attacks. So you fight them pseudo-regularly. You know, throughout the whole game, you might fight like 7 or 8. And they have different skins and slightly different attacks. So people felt that you are fighting too many of these mini-bosses instead of, you know, having it be more varied. Mm. So I guess an analogy would be if you're playing through Wolfenstein and you have to shoot, like, you just fight the same tough enemy, like, way too often instead of having some variation, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So they were not even a pain. They were just a lot of them. Okay. And they were similar to each other. So, it's great. It's a great game. I don't have much else to say about it, unless you guys have questions.
Not really. I mean, nothing that we haven't talked about off mic that would spoil the game for other people, so.
Right. Like, yeah, I don't know. There's just so many side quests, and everything feels like there's a reason to do everything. You go to different realms. Like, if you know Norse mythology, you know that the fact that there are 9 realms is kind of a huge deal. Well, you're not just in Midgard here. You're going from Midgard. You're going to Alfheim, where the elves live. Go to Jotunheim, where the giants live. You're going to Niflheim, which is, I forget exactly what goes on there, but it's really misty. You go to Muspelheim, where it's the land of fire, where Surtur, the fire giant, waits for the end of the world. It's cool.
Oh, Surtur is so cool.
With a lot of cool stuff, you know, and there's just going into more, you know, the weapon feels so satisfying. You throw it and then you recall it to you and it just smacks into your hand. Like, if they ever make a Thor game, like if Marvel ever decides that they want to make a Thor game with Mjolnir, it needs to feel just like this.
Ooh, you know, there was one really good Thor game. This has nothing to do with anything, but there was one really good Thor game. It was for the 3DS. It was a side scroller and it was from Way Forward and it was really cool.
Really?
Just felt like throwing that out there. Yep.
Neat.
Yeah. But this looks amazing. And I haven't played it yet, but like everything about this game looks good, so.
And honestly, I understand your concern. We've talked about why you don't like God of War.
Yeah.
Or why you didn't like God of War traditionally. Everything's dealt with. Kratos is not a one-dimensional angry character. Yeah, he's mad.
That's great.
But that's just him. He's gruff. He's no nonsense, really. And he gets mad. But he doesn't get mad in the same, you know, just kill everything way.
Right.
Like, when he gets mad, it's usually because Atreus, like, doesn't listen to him and it causes them to get in some kind of mayhem or trouble. And he's like, "Boy, you must listen to me." It's great. But, you know, and there's some real growth there, too. Atreus grows, Kratos grows. You know, the some of the characters you meet definitely grow. They're all so cool. You know, Oh, what's up?
I was just going to say, it really feels like a different character.
It does. And, you know, I think it's... I don't think that the original God of War is bad. I just think that the character was so one note that it got old. You know, it was old. And they definitely took that to heart and they changed it. So.
Cool.
Kratos is no longer an angry monster. Well, he's still a monster, but he's not an angry monster.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm just kind of lost in
thinking. Glad he can work through that. So.
Yeah, that's it.
Woo. Well, there you go. That's enough. That's enough reviews for 1 week. Because man, that was this is a big game, and I have a feeling it's going to be right there with Game of the Year stuff. So
it's right as of right now. It is my Game of the Year. I know it's early. That's my Game of the Year for now.
We will revisit it in January.
Yes, we will. All right, Jason, you ready to take us through the rack?
Is it that time already?
It is.
Okay. Welcome to the comic rack, everybody, because we got some really cool stuff this week that I just can't wait to talk about. Number one, we've got some pretty cool DC news with Action Comics number 1000. Yes, we're still talking about Action Comics number 1000. This is a special edition of the book that comes out in September. It is a hardcover that includes a whole bunch of extra content. So if you are a big Superman fan, if you, for some reason, skipped Action 1000 and you're looking to get like an all-encompassing edition, this is the one you want. This comes out again in September. It costs $20. As opposed to the $8 that the standard 1000 costs. And it will include 80 pages of story from a big cross-section of artists and writers, a gallery of 18 retailer variant covers. So those are covers that are specific to different retailers around the world. Chances are you haven't seen all of them. And the 8-decade-themed variant covers, which you can find everywhere. Scripts for each of the stories in Action 1000, which I think is really cool. I'm actually excited to see that. Side-by-side panel and page comparisons for the story Never Ending Battle, which is really cool. Looks like a brand new story from Neil Adams and Paul Levitz called The Game. So that'll be in there. Design sketches from Jim Lee. That'll be and a complete reprint of Action Comics number 1 and number 2 from 1938. So you get a lot in there. It's $20. I'm looking forward to it. So that comes out this September. Moving into other DC news, we've got DC Collectibles' new Artist Alley vinyl figure line expanding yet again. This we showed you at Toy Fair time this year. We showed you a bunch of pretty cool DC statues that are based on artists that you don't normally associate with comic books, or at least sequential comic books. Normally, the DC statues are based on like the work by, for example, Jim Lee or Norm Breyfogle, where you'll see stuff that they actually, designs they created for books translated into statue form. These are not that. So these are from like artists that are not traditionally associated with that, like Chris Uminga, who has a cute / semi-creepy look to his work. So like his line includes Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. And now they've expanded to include The Flash, which is actually kind of a cool figure. And Newligan Salk, who we ran something on a couple of weeks ago, his line is expanding with Nightwing. He'll have two versions of that, a black and white and a color one. And then Sho Mirasi will have Batgirl added to his line, which will also have two different versions, a black, white, and red, and then that kind of holiday-themed color scheme with a lot of bright green added. So it's cool looking stuff. This starts hitting in December. The actual Artist Alley line comes out much sooner than that. I think it is June that these guys start to hit. Yes, June. So Artist Alley officially launches in June. That's when you'll see the waves that we showed you around Toy Fair start to come out. Show Mirasi's line, by the way, also has Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn. Just noticed that. Those are due out in November. Whole year of this stuff, it'll be coming. By the way, it is titled Artist Alley because it's supposed to recall the feelings of Comic-Cons and the Artist's Alley at Comic-Con, which is usually the place where you'll find all the artists. You can get sketches and stuff. And DC is playing off of that. So that's why the name. Other DC news this week. We had Batman Day, which took place in obviously May this year. And that's sounds about right, because the original, the first appearance of Batman was in May. However, I think Batman Day was normally in September. I want to say that. I think it was. So I don't know why they changed it, but actually it makes a lot more sense. So it's good that they did. We didn't run a ton of Batman Day news because there just wasn't that much interesting stuff to share. However, there was some very interesting stuff to come out of Mezco on Batman Day, and that includes new looks at their Sovereign Knight Batman figure, which is the modern version of Batman. Looks absolutely incredible. Comes with tons and tons of accessories, and I love that. Also, they showed a variant on their Catwoman figure, this one decked out in purple, to recall the 90s version of the character. However, I'm a little bit disappointed with this one because it's not a true variant. It's just a color change. So it's basically her modern black costume with the goggles, just recolored to kind of recall that 90s look. It's not like there's no tail on this costume, which her costume in the 90s had. And her costume in the 90s also had an overhead mask instead of the goggles. And I think she had different gloves and boots and stuff like that. So it's just a color variant, but it is neat looking. Then there are two teases that they released. The first one, well, actually maybe three teases, because the first one is Commissioner Gordon and a bat signal that looks like it does light up. So we don't know if the bat signal is included with Gordon in like a deluxe set. We know that they are doing deluxe sets now because the Ghostbusters are going to be released in a 4-piece set. But it's really cool looking. Gordon looks great, nice trench coat, and it's the comic version of the character, so he looks pretty cool. And then the other tease is the Batmobile, which they released a short YouTube video on. You can check all of this out on BG. Go over to the story, everything. And it's just a real kind of distant look of the front of the car. Well, not that distant, but the lights come on and it revs up. It's unclear whether this would have lights or sounds. It's also not terribly clear when this would come out. But there was a DC Cinematic Universe version of the Batmobile that Mezco was working on. And I actually saw that at New York Toy Fair, and I saw that at, I think it was Comic-Con they had it. But it looks, I haven't heard anything about that in a while, so I'm going to guess that that is not coming out, and that they've just kind of retooled it into a comic book version of the Batmobile, and that's going to be what they're producing, which totally makes sense, given that I don't think anybody really cares about having a Batmobile, especially since the Mattel Batmobile that came out last year for like, I think it was like 20-something bucks, it looked great. And it actually fits the 112 collective figures, if you are interested. So, to get a super expensive one, I'd rather have the comic. So that's the Batman Day news, and that kind of wraps up our DC coverage for this week. But we've got plenty more, including Marvel stuff, which includes lots and lots of Infinity-themed items. Not all of which is Infinity War movie stuff. Some of it is, though. Like DST's new Minimates, which just came in. I see Rick has added that we should get them before they disappear in our show notes, and that, yes, that is apt. right. So this this new wave is the second one to come out of Infinity War, and it's I guess it's full of spoilers. It includes a couple of Thanos' Black Order. You get Nomad, Cap, Gamora, War Machine, Hulkbuster. These are all Walgreens, because now the lines are split between Walgreens and comic stores, where they used to be Walgreens, comic stores, and Toys R Us. Again, rest in peace, Toys R Us. And then there's an Iron Spider. There's Doctor Strange. There's Thor. It's all the big guns. Hulk is in here. You know, Thanos. There's I think one version of Thanos, but it's shared by Walgreens and comic shops. So there's a lot of stuff. Also worth noting is that DST has a lot of other Infinity stuff out there and coming out. So if you are into this, if you are loving the movie, if you love the MCU, watch for this, because lots more it's going to be coming up from DST. Statues, action figures, all kinds of stuff. There's a great Thanos figure that's out right now at Disney stores. I do not collect that line, but I'm actually thinking about picking that figure up, because, man, that is really cool. Other news from Infinity? Well, we got to flip over to the comic books, because Marvel has started its blitz for this summer's Infinity Wars, with an S. So they've started teasing. This is something Marvel does. They release basically just an image with like a very little bit of text. And this week saw three images. The first one says Thanos wins in Infinity Wars Prime, which I believe is the kickoff for Infinity Wars. Now, Marvel's not going to spoil the storyline. So, you know, I've seen people saying, oh, they spoiled it already. No, they definitely didn't spoil it. So this plays into it, but this is probably not what the story is actually about. So Infinity Wars Prime comes out this July from Jerry Duggan and Mike Deodato Jr., color work by Frank Martin. And you can catch a kind of odd image of Thanos, you know, raising his hands like he's very, very pleased with himself. And then after that was Death Incarnate in Infinity Wars. With the tagline, "Who is Requiem?" And there's a character that I definitely don't know. Kind of looks like a Grim Reaper-esque type character. Hood, blacked out face, some kind of weird goggles going on there. And a sword, which is made of energy, kind of looks like a lightsaber type of thing. This is also teased for Infinity Wars. Not Infinity Wars Prime, the actual Infinity Wars. So I think this character probably plays into Infinity Wars' actual story. Speaking of, they go a little bit further with this particular one. This is the third teaser. And the third teaser is Death Wins in Infinity Wars. Infinity Wars number one, which is the actual kickoff of the series. It's going to come around in August. It's also from Duggan and Deodato Jr., with the work by Frank Martin on colors. And this image is infinitely more interesting than the first two. So you have this Requiem character, central. And then you have her, looks like a woman. You have her holding up, so it could be Lady Death. You have her holding Captain Marvel by the shirt. In one hand, she's been defeated. You have Star-Lord laying at her feet. In the background, you have Black Widow. You have Adam Warlock. And you have Doctor Strange swooping in. There's also a character in what looks like a fedora and a trench coat.
Yeah, and I was looking at that too.
I am not sure who that is.
Is that Tony Stark's dad?
Oh, maybe it is.
Howard Stark to the rescue.
He's back. I don't know who the hell that is. When I first looked at it, I was like, oh, either. Phantom Stranger. And then I was like, no, wait a minute. No, that's DC. Yeah. I have no idea. But the most interesting part of the whole thing, I think, is that I'm going to call her Death. Death has, on her energy sword, impaled what clearly looks like one of Thanos' gauntlets.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Did Thanos win? Something tells me no. So, it's going to be an interesting ride, I think. So, watch for that. That's Marvel's entire summer, and looks like autumn and winter too, is going to be wrapped up in this. I am not crazy about these super huge, expansive crossovers anymore. I know there's people who love them. I'm not into them. I'd rather they wrap up in 3 to 6 months. To me, that's more than enough time. But this is going to be a year long thing. So get ready for Infinity Wars. Moving on. Yes.
It's almost like they're taking the name from the super popular movie.
It's almost like that.
It's almost like they know it was going to be popular, so they came up with something to play off of it specifically.
Yes.
Wow. I know I'm offering groundbreaking
thoughts here. This is analysis that you won't find anywhere else.
That's it.
So we've also got two Valiant stories this week. We've got Shadow Man number 4 preview, which you should check out because it looks great. I really want to get into Shadow Man again, and I haven't, and I really want to. And there is a freaking awesome looking 800 plus page Exo Manowar compendium coming out from Valiant.
Should I buy this? Jason, should I buy it?
Man, it sounds great. I think I might buy it.
I'm going to buy it. That's not even a question.
I want to buy it too.
Exo is really good.
You guys are always talking about it. It makes me want to read it.
Yeah, it was like the first, I haven't read it in a little bit, Rick, but the first like couple of years of the Exo reboot, I can tell you were really good.
Cool. So what does this all include? Because I read this story that you put together, mm-hmm. and I still didn't understand.
Okay, so it's actually 880 pages is the Holy total length of this thing. It's called Exo Manowar Compendium 1, which I think is great because it tells you that they are going to continue the compendium line. That's terrific. It includes Exo Manowar numbers 1 through 29. Unity, which was is like the Valiant Universe version of the Avengers and the Justice League, numbers 1 through 4, and that's the complete run of that. That was a limited series. And Armor Hunters, which was a big crossover series for them, numbers 1 through 4, and that's the complete series there. So you get two event series, Armor Hunters and Unity, and you get I think that only ran 29 issues, the first run of Exo Manowar. So you get like the complete run of that.
So is this like the original Manowar?
No. This is after Valiant restarted. So this is the 2012 run of Exo Manowar, the run that started in 2012.
So this is the run that ran right up to the run that's going now.
I believe so, yeah. I'm just doing it in my head, and that's I have to be wrong because I know Exo didn't have any. I don't think Exo Manowar really had any gaps between its runs. I think there were only two modern runs: the one that's going on now and the one before it. So this must be the first part of we'll call it the Reborn Valiant's Exo Manowar. So this is like the first part of that plus the two complete event series. So this includes all of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, this stuff is really cool. For people who don't know the character, Exo Manowar is kind of like a cross between Iron Man and Superman. He's a ridiculously powerful character. And he's the character himself is named Arik, and he is actually a Visigoth from the ancient past. The story is really cool. It's really, really cool. It takes place in the modern day, but it's really cool. So I would definitely recommend anybody to check this out. The book will cost $60, which I think is very good for 880 pages. Yeah. And comes out on August 22nd.
Okay. I have two quick questions.
Shoot.
How do 37 books equal 880 pages? How long are these? Are these just normal? Is this like normal length? And it pretty just long. Seems.
Yeah.
To me?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
They're normal length books.
It just seems super, like, it seems like a lot of pages for very few.
You know, I don't know. Maybe there's some extras.
But
they didn't mention it. But
maybe there's just blank pages in there, Eric.
All right. Well, what, Rick? And the other thing, I think fair.
Maybe you can draw your own comic. Maybe there's a draw your own comic section.
I love it.
Okay.
It's cutting edge.
That'll give me a great chance to put this idea together. I think Manowar is basically like if you took Kratos and he was abducted by aliens and brought into the present day and given like super powerful armor. That's basically what you get.
Yeah, basically.
But he's not. He does not have the same rage as Kratos.
No, no, not even close.
But in terms of being this like ancient warrior,
yeah,
I want to see Kratos get abducted by aliens. Let's do it. Let's make a game happen.
There he did. It's called God of War.
No, I mean, wait. No.
Yes.
Yes.
But I'm excited for a...
You should make a mobile game.
Oh, good.
A virtual reality mobile game.
So, Jason, when did this drop, this 800-page compendium?
August 22.
Cool. I'm going to have to pre-order it. I'm going to stop in.
Just in time for some late summer reading.
There you go.
And I think that wraps it up this week. That wraps up the comic rack.
Good. Yeah. Wouldn't be an episode of the show without a freaking yawn coming from me.
I think you actually yawned already, though, so.
Hey, maybe. I don't remember. Yeah. What are you guys playing now that the comic rack has been done with, dealt with?
Well, I'll just continue talking and then I'll just stop for the rest of the show. So I'm playing Death Road to Canada.
How is that?
On the Switch. I actually like it. It's really fun.
Is that the one where you're like in the car and you're on the road trip to Canada and you have to like blow up other cars?
No. It's a zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
And your character for some reason thinks that Canada has been unaffected by the zombie apocalypse. And yeah,
of course.
You're in Florida and you're driving up to Canada. It's a randomized game. It's another one of those. But this one actually makes sense because you're on a road trip and you're just stopping at random places. So it makes total sense that it would be random. I don't think I'm allowed to talk too much about it yet because the game is not out yet. And it actually was delayed once because of something that happened in the real world, which I think was very nice of it. It's really fun. So I will have a review up of that this week. It comes out on the 8th, so 2 days from now. So I'll have a review up.
That's cool.
Cool. That's sounds cool. I almost asked for this review copy, but I'm glad I didn't because I've got a lot of stuff to review.
Yeah.
So cool.
I'm enjoying it.
That's awesome. Awesome to hear.
Oh, that's three.
I needed that one. How are you doing, Rick? What are you playing?
I hate to say it, but I'm playing Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yes! It's fun.
It is fun. It's very fun.
There you go.
How dare
Anything
you.
Else? Or any thoughts on you sale. Want to share about it?
It's on sale on the Xbox, so if you want it, go get it.
How much is it?
$24.
Damn it.
$24 dues.
And it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And I was a battle droid last night.
Ooh.
I went, Roger, Roger.
Oh, they're so interesting, those battle droids.
And I blew up a bunch of clone troopers.
That's not...
It's a lot of fun.
It was a good time. Yeah.
So...
Eric, what are you playing?
What am I playing? Some of the Battlefront 2 with Rick and on my own. And what else? Oh, I've been playing Monster Hunter more again. Got that.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
It's a good game.
I just killed the pink Rathian.
Yeah.
I have some high level stuff now. It is.
Yeah, you are.
What the hell is a pink Rathian?
So there's a regular Rathian, and then there's a pink Rathian. The pink one's a lot stronger.
What?
It's like a dragon. It's a wyvern. So it flies around and it breathes fire. If it hits you, it poisons you. It's great.
Oh, man, great. That sounds easy to kill.
What are you talking about?
Weeks. Of on and off. I didn't try consistently for weeks.
What?
But
huh?
It took me a few weeks to do it. Oh. But,
oh, jeez.
I didn't like play consistently. Like that was when I was playing God of War and I was also playing some other stuff. Like I wasn't just trying to beat this monster for 3 weeks straight.
Couple of weeks? Great. It doesn't sound very enticing.
You'll be fine.
Will he?
Level my character up.
Yeah, you'll be alright.
Better get all the experience points.
Just
juice my guy up.
Gotta get that XP.
Gotta get that juice.
But I think that's just about it. I don't know if we have much else to say.
No.
I've stated my piece. I'm good. Are you guys good to go?
Show's over.
All right, bye, friends. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out and listening to us ramble. We will be back again next week with some harsh truths about the video game world. Will I watch more Marvel movies before then? Who knows?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.